Give monthly update again from the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office. Sheriff, as we head into a new season, winter on the way, that means more time on sleds and snowmobiles and things in the backcountry.
Yeah. Transition from the beautiful time of summer into a beautiful winter. It's much different, but it brings up new challenges for the Sheriff's Office and the people here as we transition to that. So, snowmobile safety and road safety in those cold conditions, snowy conditions, is really important.
Now, I know that you guys, of course, work closely with the Lincoln County or the Star Valley Search and Rescue and the Lincoln County Search and Rescue.
Yep.
Their training is nonstop to get ready for especially the winter season.
Yeah, when they're and they train all the time, but they kind of transition now from the hunting season, which brings up a lot of searches when you have lost hunters or people that have stayed out a little late, got caught in the dark, or injuries, and we've had all of those this summer and fall. They start getting their equipment ready for the winter, and both units really have a great reputation as far as being able to get out there in all conditions and make a big difference and save some people. So they're working on that. I know as we get enough snow, they'll do some avalanche classes, which is always really helpful and well attended, and they do a great job of that and help promote. And they're not just reactive, they're proactive and help promote safety. So that's a big deal for us.
Sheriff, I don't know if you saw this or not, but one question I wanted to ask was, there was this thing that circulated around social media for a while that talked about updating your voicemail on your phone if you were to get lost and stranded in the woods. Did you see this?
I didn't.
It said if you get lost, then you update your voicemail to say where you're at. And and anyway, some people were saying not a good idea, not a bad idea. I guess that regardless, what if you were to get lost and have sketchy cell signal, or if anything at all, what's the best course of action?
So one of the things that I think is important is stay where, if you know you're lost, bunker down, prepare for spending the night, but also gives people a better chance to find you than if you're wandering. If you don't know where you're going, wandering is typically not a good idea and can make the situation worse. So, it's interesting. We had a call yesterday that because of technology, and if someone can't get a hold of somebody by cell phone, they're automatically assumed missing. That's just that's the way things are now. And that's not always the case. Sometimes they don't want to talk. Sometimes we had a thing yesterday where we spent a better part of the morning searching for a gal who didn't know she was lost because she wasn't answering a phone call. It's technology, creates some new challenges for us. But there's a lot of stuff out there now, these radios, I'm not gonna remember the name right, but you can text from satellite. There's a lot of, they're good investments for somebody that spends much time up in the backcountry, just because that safety factor. And it may not be you that needs a help, but you may run across somebody that wasn't prepared when they went out. And I mean, we have such a good group here that are so experienced back there. But as you know, we get people from all over the country, literally all over the country, that come here in snowmobile that may not be as prepared. And so may not just be for saving yourself, but for others. But there's a lot of things out there that would enable you to have some communication from up there, which no doubt can save some lives.
Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson in studio this morning. Sheriff, anything else happening in your department you wanted to mention today?
Well, one more thing on what we were talking about. There's the sheriffs, when we have a meeting next month, the sheriffs are getting together on a frequency. When all these new radios, there's Garmin makes a radio, and there's one that all the snowmobilers use, that your ability to change around channels, and coming up with a common channel throughout the state. So if you find yourself in that situation, when people start getting near the area, they can reach you on that channel. So everybody kind of goes to their own channel to talk to their fellow snowmobilers, but that would be a common channel for all search and rescue and throughout the state. So that's something that we'll put out a something on and make sure we advertise when we get it. But
and that would have to be some sort of designated channel just for that use, right? So we'll get a whole bunch of other chatter on it.
Right. And there's exactly. So it would be, we'd try and keep that just for emergencies. But some of those radios are powerful enough. If you get, you know, somewhere in the range, you can be able to contact that person and maybe prevent them from spending the night out there or something worse. So
yeah, absolutely.
As far as the sheriff's office, we're just kind of plugging along. Like we do the same thing, kind of transition. Traffic still is one of our main. We get a lot of complaints about people just driving too fast, and we saw this already once when we got a little bit of snow. That people fast and snow, especially when you're not used to it, it's not a good combination. So we end up with a lot of people off the road and people in accidents. But slow down. That's still a thing. We really live in a great place. We don't have a huge amount of crime. We have some things that we deal with, obviously, but quality of life things like just being safe out there and having people slow down is a big deal.
Absolutely. That's Lincoln County Sheriff Shane Johnson in studio. Sheriff, appreciate you stopping by as always. Anything else you wanted to mention?
I think that covers it. I appreciate the invite.
You betcha.
Hope I didn't hold you up there.
Oh, no, you are just fine. You got other things to do today, too, so I get it.
Thanks,
that's Sheriff Shane Johnson this morning on the SVI Radio Network.